All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:35 a.m. on July 6, 2021. We'll call this meeting the Jefferson County Commissioner Court to order. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation by Commissioner Bush, followed by the pledge of allegiance by Commissioner Senegal.
Please bow with us. Lord, we come to you today and thank you for all your grace and goodness. We thank you for life itself, Lord, and we ask that you watch over each and every citizen and employee of our county. Lord, we pray as we go forward with our meeting today that you lead, guide, and direct us in all the decisions we make. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me.
Let us salute the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with Adams Under Purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for on-call court reporting and transcription service. Item B is consider and approve award request for proposal for lease of properties acquired as a result of buyout as shown on attachment A. Item C is consider and approve contract renewal for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Acme Supply Limited, Bob Parker Company, Carolina Textile, Charmtex, Green Mountain Knittings, ICS, Jail Supplies, Inc., and Victory Supply LLC for a second one-year renewal from July 13, 2021 through July 12, 2022. Item D is consider and approve execute, receive, file a purchase agreement for the purchase of 50 burial spaces in accordance with the invitation for bids previously received. And a term contract for indigent burial plots in Jefferson County with Claymore Haven of Rest Cemetery at $305 each for a total of $15,250. Item E is consider and possibly approve selection review committee consisting of Allison Guest, Charlie Harmon, Rick Jackson, Alex Rupp, and Patrick Swain to continue to review responses received for current and future community development block grant disaster recovery projects. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code of the County Purchasing Act and 2 CFR, Section 200.318 through 326. Item F is consider approved disposition of salvage property as authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion with items under purchasing?
Second.
It's moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have a couple of items. Item A is consider approved budget transfer for general services in the amount of $125,000 for additional costs due to increase in cost for retirements. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for the 136th District Court for a laptop purchase in the amount of $1,531. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional cost for vacation pay and extra help in the amount of $5,900. Item D is consider and approve of total electronic disbursement $4,173,850 to the Bank of New York Mellon for principal and interest payments for the refunding bond series 2012. Item E is consider and approve total electronics disbursement for $798,450 to BOK Financial for principal and interest payments for certificates of obligation bond series 2019. Item F is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,846.56 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for July insurance reimbursements. Item G is consider and authorize county judge to execute an amended Texas Safety Program grant agreement with the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period October 1st. I guess that's 2021 through 9.
No, it's 2020.
We're kind of behind. Okay. Period October 1st, 2020 through 9/30/2021. Item H is to receive an update on American Rescue Plan Act funding for Jefferson County. We'll do that afterwards, so we'll take that out of order. Item I is regular county bills, numbers 4 484093 through 484297. We have a motion on items A through G and I.
So move.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford.
Patrick, on the D and I would say E, that's just a refunding, refinancing of those debt services. That includes the Ford Park stuff and all that good stuff?
Yes, sir. That first one, the refunding bond series 2012, that is the bulk of that is Ford Park.
Okay.
And that's our August payment, which includes principal. Usually our interest payment in February is just interest.
The certificate of obligations, what that goes back?
That was for the, a minor portion of that is Ford Park, the bulk of it is the energy conservation.
Engine, Johnson Control?
Yes, and so there was a portion of that that was out at Ford Park, and it's roughly 6%. Yeah, I'd say 2019 was the Johnson Control project.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Clerk, or let's go to item H to receive an update on American Rescue Plan Act funding for Jefferson County. Got a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Mr. Swain.
Judge, Commissioners, passed out two pages. When I say brief, I just wanted to kind of give you a brief update. On June 1st, we received $24,431,776 deposited for the American Rescue Act, Rescue Plan Act. That was the money that's been allocated to all the counties in America. That was the first tranche, first half, 50%. So a total will end up getting $48,863,552. If you look at the page, it says key dates related to the Recovery Act. One of them, of course, we know when the crisis started back in January 2020, but the way they have structured this funding is most projects or any cost incurred have to be after March 3rd, 2021. It's kind of when they want to recover any costs related to COVID-related expenses. And there is some look back for if you were going to do premium pay, but we've already done it, and so we're not going to go back and revisit that. One thing, this July 16th date. So we're still in this interim period where they're taking comments from all the counties, trying to clarify. So what I'm getting to the point of is this is moving kind of fluid on defining what you can use this money for. But they do have, the rest of the dates are mainly with submitting some preliminary reports to Treasury and what's our plan of action kind of thing. If you flip to the next page, and this is just a sample, but those are the basic categories they look at. Support public health response. You start breaking down into that, you can just drill down and find a lot of things that qualify. Replace public sector revenue loss. Fran has been working on that with guidance from our Government Finance Officers Association on how to calculate that, because there is a portion that if you had an economic loss to the county, the way I'm reading it is that money would allow you to do those projects that you aren't able to do because that revenue can come in. So that kind of is a broad scale of projects that are the county can do versus some of these when you get into water and sewer infrastructure, some of the, I would say, restrictions, you know, you talk about water and sewer, it's got to go with the Clean Water Act, and there's different requirements. There's also negative economic impacts to certain businesses, families. There's the premium pay for essential workers. You've already done that. Actually paid that cost, submitted it to CARES, and we'll submit whatever we're not covered with to FEMA. And then there's also broadband infrastructure, probably more in the rural areas and some of those areas that don't have strong internet. So with that, you see all this wide, a lot of areas you could cover and a significant amount of money. What I'm recommending is that got with Deb and try to get some examples for requesting qualification of companies, firms that can help us, not necessarily one, but something maybe we need to have a couple, because you can use some of your expenses for administrative costs. But to help us with qualifying for, make sure these projects qualify, and you know, the only thing I know about broadband is I turn on the internet. I don't know how you can support that infrastructure, but I know they've already reached out to us. AT&T has, Windstream has reached out. There are, we have had some projects. I've received a letter from Commissioner Pierce. I've talked to the mayor at Taylor Landing. So there are some water projects or, you know, that have been asked for. Cardinal Meadows has requested. There was our family services for their shelter, the one that we submitted under the MIT that was denied. You know, they have tried to look at that under the behavioral health care qualifications to look at that. But if we, you know, what I'm here to say is that if we start spending this money, I don't think our current staffing with Deb and probably engineering, we're all busy right now with a lot of things, so that's why I'm recommending getting some firm or firms in to help us administer these funds, but keep it as cost effective as we can. So we're going to probably put out shortly a request for qualifications to get possibly hire a firm if that's what y'all want, how y'all want to pursue this.
Patrick, and Fran, Deb. I would hope that we would get in touch with TAC and those organizations that could afford us some wherewithal in the right move, in the right direction, because it's critical that we get some good specs and some good firms. Everybody will want to do things, but the question is, can we get things done? I don't want to be sitting here and talking about why we didn't get certain things accomplished. So let's try to use the, like my grandmother taught me, use the little things at our fingertips can benefit us. That's number one. Number two, I've visited with a couple of large counties in reference to the broadband right now, just to get a feel. That's going to be a one bite at a time at that elephant, to be honest with you. So we got to be careful on that one. I would say be very careful. And on our behalf, looking at the numbers we have spent, making sure we get all that's afforded to this county from this first allotment of funds, of things that we have spent, I think would be very important for us to make sure we have our document ready and us moving in the direction so we can cover those particular things.
Right. You know, just as they keep defining and once they come up with these final rules on some of the cost, I mean, one we came across the other day was they know the courts were all backlogged across America. So, you know, they allow funding to help K-12 catch up on that. So staffing, different things. So as we continue on, and we've moved money around for that, or we're getting to move some money. But we'll track it in case we need to allocate it towards that. And then also for our revenue loss, you look at that at certain points of time. They want you to look at it on a calendar year basis, which is a little different from our fiscal year. But our baseline for calculating the county's revenue loss is FY 2019. So right before COVID, you know, September 2019 is where your baseline is. And then from that, they give you basically a growth factor of 4%.
It's, with that, that's mainly property tax, right, for us?
For us, it's all revenue. You have to look at all revenue, but you're able to exclude federal revenue. It's a little more detailed than that, but that's kind of the broad overview. Is you take all your revenue sources that came in, and then you subtract out what came from the feds. And so, but what we're looking at is probably using this 4% each time, because you'll look at it 2021, which we'll look at, and then 2022 and 2023, so 2020. So you get periods to look back because and calculate that loss rate. Going back to this real quick, those two dates down at the bottom, those are the important dates. All right, so you go do projects, you got to have them obligated by December 31st, 2024. So after that, they got to be obligated or finished, but obligated by that time. And then they give you till December 31st, 2026 to have everything done.
This August 31st, date from 2021, where it says recovery plan performance report. What does that involve?
That's a big, that's more of an overview. They're defining that reporting, but that's more of an overview of how you plan to spend the money. I don't think you could say for sure this is how we're going to spend all the money.
So that deadline is just fluid?
No, that's one we have to start with. That's our first report we have to meet, and then after that, basically you have a quarterly project and expenditure report.
Right.
It was kind of like with every federal dollar. But I think they just want an idea of how you're going to plan to spend the money.
So those other entities that we're trying to get funding for, have y'all had conversations with? I know you said you had conversations with Mayor Durkee.
We've exchanged some emails just on estimated cost, and we've got an estimated cost for City of China for a water system, so which is pretty rough, like $7 million to $10 million. So I'm just going to pick the larger number.
So we can turn that estimate in, is what you said.
Yeah, we could look at that and say this is, you know, we're looking at water projects would be more defined. We have some admin costs we could estimate, lost revenue we can estimate.
Now you said that, I heard you say earlier that some of these entities are getting money allocations automatically. So that would be added to a deduction.
The cities, and I can go look on TML, but I think two of the cities, Beaumont and maybe Port Arthur, got direct. Everybody else in the area might have to go through the state.
But that money is not in the 40.
No, it's separate. It's a whole another block of money. You see, county's got money here, city's got money here.
And you say they may have to go through the state allocation?
Yeah, they need to check.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Cities need to check.
Got it.
And figure out where their money is.
So basically.
And that's where it comes to like
a shared plan of looking at the whole, right, and looking at the whole thing. Those cities need to go out and try to see how much they will receive before we start talking about what we will put in.
Yes, I would think. And that would be where a firm could help us partner and have outreach to the different cities.
So set a verb with regional planning and find out by city which one, how much they got each. Because she's already told us about City of China, and she told me about Dome, I forgot. If y'all want to know a particular city, then I'll rush and find it for you.
Well, I think, let's do this here, since regional planning worked for us, just request it, Commissioner, and let them send it all down here to the court, because that way we all stay on the same, and we don't have a different person.
She had nothing to look at.
Right, so Dallas Lenton is wondering how much y'all getting, that's going to impact. But still, if they're getting funded, Patrick, when we turn this in by August 31st, we don't have to, I mean, we should know that, but still, the project is still going to be at request, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm not going to put much stock in that August 31st report for the plan. I mean, we're going to do the report and give them what we know at this point. But I know everybody, there's no way everybody across America has an idea how they're going to go ahead and spend this money, because their first warning from TAC was, don't rush into it.
Don't rush it, exactly.
You know, because you might want to partner. When you get to talking about broadband and what that infrastructure needs to put in, you know, the rural areas lack high speed.
Yeah. Patrick, if we hire somebody to help administer this, which all four, they'll have workshops with us before they start submitting and nominating the funds?
Well, that's another, you know, how are we going to do this? I'm assuming we're going to have to do they'd have to help us with specs, or, you know, we probably have to hire engineers or new specs. Right. You know, if we're going to go build a new, let's just take, for instance, the new China. We're going to go build a whole new water system. So we need somebody to specs. I don't think they have the administrative infrastructure to go bid it out.
Right.
And then, you know, we're going to make payments with our money and deed it over to something. How does all that work? And that's where I need somebody to. I believe we need the expertise to say this is how you structure this project, and then somebody to monitor the project.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is, I think that's good. It's good that we're going to have the expertise to help us. But they would bring it back to us before they would submit the court report.
Yeah.
We're obligating to do this.
Yes.
But I
agree with you. Any funds that we obligate has to come back to this court.
Right. Oh, definitely.
So, Patrick, does before allocation of funding amounts to a specific project, let's just say it's headed by a water project, if they're going to be a contract with grant assurances in it? And how do we go about fulfilling those grant assurances or covenants?
Yeah, because I think if your beneficial use is to that entity, they're going to have to give you assurances that they continue to operate that project after they take control of it. Because I'm sure that's going to involve another water entity that is outside of the city of Taylor.
I have no objection whatsoever to allocating funding for a water project in a community. What I do have an objection to is 5 years from now having an audit by one of the federal agencies saying we owe money back. I don't want the county to be responsible for paying money back in the event that something's found to be ineligible or somehow, which is, I think, underscores the necessity for going ahead and making sure that we have grant administrators to do that RFQ. So
right.
I'm in agreement with that.
Yep. And I'm sure there'll be plenty out there that will.
That's
respond. Yeah. And we might have to have multiple ones based on what type of projects we're looking at. You know, I think broadband's a whole separate.
By
expertise.
Mayor Durkee, did you have
just a little real quick simple set of comments just showing how complicated this can get, but this is going to come as a surprise to you. But Mike Doge's addition next to us, Taylor Landing, LaBelle, Finette, Hampshire, all have fiber optic cable now. Not well known. They have fiber optic cable. So I mean that's there, and someone else needs to tell us they don't have it or whatnot. They had that one. that's not very important, but probably more importantly, what's going to help a little guy like a China gnome or a tailor lady more than anything is just a ballpark idea of how much money they think they're going to have to work with, and then they come up with the qualifying project. Because I've got 10 projects I could do tomorrow that would all qualify in some form or fashion somewhere, but I got to prioritize them because I only have so much, and I want to make sure that it's the stuff my guys want to do as opposed to something else. I talked already with Commissioner Senegal about this very briefly, and that traditionally was the method the Regional Planning Commission did with hurricanes. So, I mean, that's just a thought. However you want to do it, we can reach out to Traylor, and we can reach out already to the county and auditors and whatnot. But I mean, this is a very strange time, and there's a lot of confusion, a lot of complication. But from our point of view, it would just sort of help if we had X bucks provided. You had a qualifying project, and we then came up with a qualifying project. Just a thought.
And thank you, Mayor.
Patrick, and explain, make sure everybody understand the LMI is suggested, but these are projects that is not held bound by the LMI requirements.
Correct. At this time, basically the rulings that I've been monitoring the frequently asked questions, no, it's not putting kind of LMI requirements on it. Now, there is some shoulds in there to try to help as many economically disadvantaged communities as you can.
And Patrick, at this time, since we're talking about the funding like that, and I know we're out on it, but I did get an update that I think from the, I went to the end of court to do this. Okay.
Any other discussion? All right, moving on to County Clerk, we have one item A, consider possible approve execute file a joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Grove. The election will be held on November 2nd, 2021. Motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Under County Commissioners, we have four items. One by addendum. Item A is receive, file, execute the contract for independent contractor position and supervising position for Jefferson County Health Employee, Jefferson County Employee Health Department. Item B is consider possibly approve, receive, and file the annual audit report of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3, pursuant to Chapter 775.082 of the Health and Safety Code. Item C is consider possibly approve, receive, and file the annual audit report of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, pursuant to Chapter 775.082 via addendum. Item D is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file certification of pre-construction approval for CDBG contract 721-7240, which I believe is the first time sewer service. All right, do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
I'm a second it, Judge.
Second.
I have a question. That question is, if under that contract, did we correct that? Who does that physician report to?
His position, I'm the liaison to employee health.
Yes, sir.
We have a contract with him. It's been signed by both parties. It doesn't specifically set out who he reports to. So the Commissioner's Court has authority, general supervisor authority over all contracts that the county entered into. So anyone would be free to put it on the agenda at any time at a regular meeting. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Commissioner Alford, you said you had something else you wanted to bring up.
Yes.
I think that's the, let me make sure. Yeah, that completes the agenda.
I contact different entities around the state in reference to the General Land Office, the funding that we, of course, we determined now that found out in the process that they're going to increase the amount of funding going to the regional plan from 160 to 120 million. I want to make sure, Senator, you on that board, I really want to make sure we get some ideas of how they're going to use process to allocate funding to the counties. Because now, of course, I think Patrick and I are talking, I think Jasper may not even apply because they had money off the first round of funding. But really want to make sure that they use a method that's fair to Jefferson County. Nothing against the other counties, but I'm a county commissioner in Jefferson County. And the citizens of Jefferson County are in desperate need of projects dealing with drainage and issues of that nature. So I want to make sure, and the other thing that's important with that, you asked a question a minute ago, I think it was in reference to LMI. I want to make sure we know those things. Is LMI still criteria on that funding and things of that nature? But those are a couple of things that is real pressing, and we need to try our best as leaders in Jefferson County to make sure we obtain some funding. I even went as far as asking a question, and I sent a letter out to see was there any de-obligated funds we might be able to obtain to help the citizens in our county. Of course, they told me no. I figured that would be, but you know, you still got to ask.
Too early.
Yeah, you know, you still have to ask. So with that, I wanted to make sure we all knew that that was going to be increased there. And it is upon us to make sure that we look real close and hold at that funding.
Yeah, I think I mentioned in court 2 weeks ago that our funding was being increased to $122 million for the three counties. Shannon Burke was at that meeting with Mark Havens and Heather LeBron from the Texas General Land Office. They feel as though there will be some deobligated funds because they think that there are some communities that are not going to be able to make the eligibility requirements that were not part of the most impacted county numbers, but which nonetheless got allocations and may not be able to meet 50% LMI requirement. So I know that as they come up with the plan, which was to put at least another $500 million into the bucket for most impacted counties, that the only question we don't have answered yet, and I think I half got an answer Thursday, but the question is whether or not those counties that got significant awards of funding, like Galveston County and some of the very small counties who, under the scoring criteria, had a leg up on all the larger counties simply because of the way the scoring criteria work, is whether they'll be able to get back into a competition if there's a competitive part of the program, which has not been answered fully yet, but we know that we'll get $122 million locally. So I know that Shannon Burke is going to be working on that method of distribution, and she will, of course, be bringing it to the board for their approval. But I think that every county representative that was at that meeting had a consensus that broadband money was going to be spent, which was eligible under that program, that it should be spent under the American Rescue Plan, and that all of that money should be used for flood prevention and drainage projects. So that was the general consensus at that meeting, and we'll see whether the method of distribution comes out differently, but hopefully we'll be able to get some good projects funded.
And one added thing to it, you'll have to listen for a second, Patrick, and we probably need to get over here so comes a point in time when Jefferson County may need to obtain on staff a person that prepare grants. Because it's like you just said a minute ago, you guys have all of the bad things to deal with the former hurricane you've been having. We have to start looking proactive because we get left in the dust. So we have to start looking realistically on some of the things like that.
Most of the grants that were submitted by professional administrators. DD6 used Jeff Ward, DD7 used Tidal Basin. And we did RFQ Tetra Tech.
For our mid.
And so I don't think it had anything to do with the who submitted the grant. I think it had something to do with scoring criteria that heavily favored smaller counties, which had a larger percentage of low mod population as opposed to larger metropolitan areas. So even though our low mod population dwarfs B counties, their population of low mod as a percentage of their total population was larger, which gave them an unfair advantage.
Houston must be really good.
Yeah, so I think that what really was messed up was the GLO's method of distribution scoring criteria. But we're not going to undo round one awards, so we need to move and concentrate all our efforts on round two and getting as much as we can. I agree with you on all y'all on that. And whatever we need to do.
Jeff, is there anything that we can do to help that? Write a letter, phone call?
Yeah, I think we've all sent letters to the GLO. Yeah. All the county judges of the six area counties locally have it. Jasper County got a couple of awards with Orange Heart and Jefferson, Chambers, Liberty, and Polk County did not fare well. Tyler County did not fare well. And many of the most impacted counties did not fare well. Harris County, of course, did not fare well, but I have a hard time feeling sorry for them because they got $2 billion set aside at the beginning of the program.
And another $750 million.
Yeah. If voted approved.
Yeah. Yeah.
We shall see. But in any event, we definitely, I think, are deserving of some larger flood control projects here. And if not, we're going to have to go to direct appropriation. We've reached the time of public comment. If you're present in the court, you may come to the lectern and introduce yourself. If you are present online, you can press *6 to unmute your line. So it's open for public comment. Hearing nothing, that completes our regular agenda. I thank you all for being here, and we are adjourned.